Senate Republicans gutted protections for pregnant workers and killed a syringe exchange bill. And the House sent legislation to the governor, shielding teachers and schools from poor test scores as the session's first half ended. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on the week at the State House.
Pregnant employees aren't guaranteed some accommodations, like longer or more frequent breaks, seating, and adjusted work schedules. Legislation to help ensure that for businesses with 15 or more employees was gutted this week by Senate Republicans who were hesitant to impose requirements on small businesses. Current state law halts all syringe exchange programs July of 2021. Legislation this session would have removed that end date, but Senate Republicans defeated it. Some complain the programs give out too many needles and enable drug use, though their actual purpose is to help stop the spread of disease. And legislation on the governor's desk holds teachers and schools harmless from negative consequences of statewide standardized test scores that dropped sharply. Governor Eric Holcomb and legislative leaders of both parties made that measure a priority after the new iLearn results were released last year. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.